The next patient is Yvonne Peters, the poised. I'm gonna spell the last name. Peters, space, D-E, space, V like in Victor, U like in uniform, Y like in Yankee, S like in Sierra, T like in Tango. First name Yvonne, I-V-O-N-N-E. Clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Rockies, R-O-Q-U-I-Z, who was referred to this office because of the follow-up for membranous nephropathy, that is PLA2R negative. The patient continued to take a mycophenolate 250 milligrams POBID and prednisone 3 milligrams on a daily basis. This patient had the biopsy done in 2017, and she has been followed by the nephrologist very closely, and she has been tapering down the medications without relapsing the proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup that was done on April the 5th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 20, and the estimated GFR is 43. The patient has a negative protein to the dipstick in the urinalysis. There is no activity in the urinalysis sediment. And the protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient was referred by the primary care for evaluation of the venous circulation in the lower extremities that was reported normal. The patient continues to have a fluid retention, especially in the left leg. And she was also referred for a neuropathy evaluation by the neurologist. Apparently, he ordered an ANCA test on March the 14th, in which the myeloperoxidase was 63, and the ANCA titer was 1 in 160. The patient has been completely asymptomatic. I am going to send all this laboratory workup and evaluation for the nephrologist in Michigan, and we'll reevaluate this case when she comes back. Number two, the patient continues to have anemia, hemoglobin 10.7, that is most likely related to the administration of the mycophenolate. And the underlying kidney disease. The patient has been given prior iron infusions and RNSP, A-R-A-N-E-S-P, while she was in Michigan. She goes to the Florida Cancer Center when she is in Florida. Following over arterial hypertension that is under control, following over hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following over vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Reevaluation in November with lab.